Sebo.
It's a ripped off by the fight Monday morning. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
It's a ripped off by the fight.
From Little Rock, Arkansas, way before
I'm
last night.
Little Rock, Arkansas, Looney Bins tonight. One show last night, two shows, me and Billy hanging out. He had some
you
Puerto
and
Rican
Billy.
Yeah. Wrestlers, Sybil. Oh, my God, they were fine.
You and President Clinton?
Oh, baby, he Call knows everybody Billy. Knows all the places. Tonight, Looney Bins, baby, check it out.
Did Hillary come by?
No, she's a joy killer.
Little Rock.
She'll steal your joy. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a weekend, huh? Wow.
The epic fight.
Epic.
That's what it was.
That's wow.
What
that's
was
all built. I can say.
The hype.
That's how it was built. Okay.
Don't believe the hype, huh, y'all?
Man.
Just don't believe it.
And you know what? If they had that fight 5 years ago, it would have been the same thing.
Really?
No, player. Uh-huh. Oh, I don't believe that now. I don't think so.
I said that 5 years ago. I said Floyd could beat
Pacquiao.
I don't think he really beat him. I think he outran him.
He outpointed him.
He outpointed him.
He outpointed him, you know. And
wow.
Always, because he's a counterpuncher, right. And Pacquiao's going to come. I said this all along.
But you know what? All that sounds real good. But when you done put $100 on a fight.
You don't want to hear that.
You
want to get $100.
You feel like
worth.
A sucker.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear. You don't want to see counter punching. Yeah.
You want to see somebody get knocked
out. You want to see a fight, right? You want to see a real fight.
You want to see some blood. You want to see a fight.
I take the biggest fight with Jamie Foxx fighting with them notes, player. That was the
oh,
biggest fight.
Oh, man.
And I'm a Jamie fan. I thought he did a real good job.
To who? Because
I tweeted, said, well, who says comedians can't sing? And somebody said, I do. And then I got another one. Me too.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't leave me out.
I thought it was a joke at first.
I thought he did. You thought it was a joke?
You thought he was murdering a hit?
I thought he was. Because when he got to the end, whoa, I was like, Jamie, but really?
You know, Jamie has always said that he needs auto-tune.
And he proved that.
When Jay-Z came out with that song about Down With Auto-Tunes, he said, Jamie said, Jay, you know, I'm your boy and everything, but man. I need a little auto-tune.
Jamie's my boy, man. He is my boy.
And there's no doubt. We love Jamie.
We love Jamie. Jamie's a heck of a performer. But don't play with that national anthem.
The national anthem
is hard
to
sing.
It's the hardest song in the world.
Real singers say that. Real singers.
Absolutely. And
they
Mary
say the
J
national...
was sitting there in the audience going, it's Mary all
Mary J
on
was
you.
Going, seriously?
Okay.
No, all Carl right. Lewis went, see? I got to tell y'all.
Roseanne even piped in.
The best fight was Jamie fighting the national anthem. Fighting them notes of the national
that
anthem.
That was the best fight of the night.
Jamie, my boy, man.
You can say that all you want, and nobody's taking that away
nobody
from
you. Nobody says he's not anybody's boy.
He really isn't, but he is not the national anthem's boy.
I think Pacquiao was trying to get an Icy Hot commercial. After the fight, he said he had a bad shoulder. It was hurting him really bad.
Man.
And the Nevada.
So most people feel ripped off, Sybil?
Very much so.
I think so.
Yeah.
If you paid $100,
yeah. $100,
I mean, unless you just had a really good party at wherever you were, but for the most part,
Mr.
Lord's
coming on. Thank you so much for having me at your house up in upstate New York. She listens to the show. She had a house party, and so I didn't pay any money. But had I paid, I don't know, man.
It was a fun night because of the party atmosphere. But when you got down to watching it, and I was thinking about you, Tom, the whole time because I kept saying, okay. Up to the sixth round.
In other words, whoever the guy that had the house party with the Ali Frazier fight, he had a better fight.
Yeah, we said.
He really
he
did.
Said Friday the guy.
Remember somebody texted Friday?
Yeah, texted and said, I got the fight. Come on over.
He had the VHS.
$20.
Really
and then you
did.
Get over there, and it's the Ali Frazier fight.
Yeah. He had a much better fight, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then you're kind of sitting there at the end going, so
that's it, huh?
That's it.
Well, one thing, it did bring people together. That's for sure. People were together and little house parties. We had fun. So, you know.
Okay.
But
it's going to be interesting to see what the final tally is on tickets sold and pay-per-views sold, because
and then the scalpers got taken too, because nobody
all those tickets that they scooped up.
Yeah, then nobody rebought the fight. Yeah, because they bought the tickets and thought they would sell them.
Yeah, and then I think they just started letting people in. Yeah. I'm not sure because the prelim before
the two.
Yeah. That place was empty.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, it was?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
very
that place
much
was,
so.
That place was empty. And then they held it up for a little while because they said that they said that people were ordering the pay-per-view and it was jamming up the lines.
Oh.
But I don't believe that. I don't believe that a minute. They had a problem. They had a problem putting people in the seats at the MGM.
So do you think at the end when they were saying that the cable and the satellite were having offers
there was
were having
a glitch,
problems?
Huh?
Was just a delay to fill the MGM.
Wow. Did you see a glitch on your screen like just for like a second or something like that while you were watching the fight? Like it went out for like a second.
No.
Yeah. Well, it did where we were.
And I thought maybe
some
they were calling
people. Some flash
screen
said sucker. I don't know. Did y'all see that?
The
some
what?
Said sucker.
It was a lot of that.
This just in. Suge Knight was glad he didn't get out of jail for that fight.
He was willing
Suge
to
Knight
stay
was
in.
Glad he didn't get out of jail.
Really?
Well, player, you say what you want, and I know the hate was in the room, and I know the men who were with their women couldn't say anything. Michael Jordan.
That's right.
Had the baddest white woman. Ooh.
That's Latina.
She's Latina.
Ooh. That's Latina.
Ooh. Ooh.
Latina.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes.
And he was holding hands and everything. I'm like, wow.
The slow walk with the...
He was slow walking.
Like, what? Look at
that. That's when you got somebody bad.
Yeah.
You just hold hands.
You're not rushing her in or anything.
Yeah.
You know, you're not... Turning your head away. No, none of that.
In other words, when somebody's dating Bruce, Bruce will go in first, right? Go on in and get your seat, baby. I'll be there in a minute.
I'll catch up with you.
Anybody dating Bruce Jenner?
When Bruce Jenner starts dating, he'll be getting in the fight early. Go in and get your seat. I'm coming. I'm going to show
up. But they haven't turned the lights on yet. Okay.
And turn the lights down.
Oh, Bruce Jenner is one bad looking woman.
That's one ugly white woman.
That's his one bad looking woman.
That is not good.
One
rough
looking white woman.
Really got to want to make
this,
a change.
This back. Just in, Juanita Jordan and her friends were saying, oh, she wasn't all that.
See? And what I'm saying?
And Juanita supporters were saying that in
that's
the crowd
right,
as
girl.
Well. That's
yeah,
right.
Well, she wasn't all that.
She wasn't all that. Right. All of Juanita Jordan's.
But you're right. So they were slow walking in. Like, I thought it was in slow motion.
It
like,
really was. It's like,
like Hangover. They did the Hangover walk.
Yes,
man.
That's exactly what it was. The Hangover walk.
The Hangover walk, man. Michael, like Sam Peckinpah.
Man.
Michael Jordan and a Latina from South Florida.
Oh, my.